Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with a man called Robin Marshall, who has written a book about Argentina. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm with Robin Marshall, who has just written a book about travelling in Argentina. Robin, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've travelled to South America a lot for my work, and I know Argentina well now. So well that I could be a tour guide if I wanted. I speak fluent Spanish, so I don't need anyone to translate for me. My job involves travelling around selling products for my company. I meet a lot of people doing that, and I wanted to share those experiences with others, so I decided to try writing.
So, tell us about your last visit to Argentina. What was the weather like?
Well, it was winter there, so mornings were cold, but I'd expected that. Every day they said on the radio that it would be sunny later, and sure enough it was. I wanted to go sightseeing, and the weather was perfect for that.
And where did you go when you went sightseeing?
Well, I went to a wonderful market that sold everything from modern art to old records of traditional music, which I collect. I came home with a beautiful painting of the area. I also saw a wonderful antique chair, but unfortunately it was too big to bring back.
Now, Argentina is famous for its dancing. Did you see any performances during your trip?
I did, yes. It reminded me of when I used to attend dance classes. I enjoyed them, although I was never very good. I'm sure my teacher was pleased when I said I wasn't going to continue. But these dancers made it look so easy that at that moment I felt like joining in and dancing with them.
Sounds wonderful. And what else did you do?
Well, I went to a small village on the coast. I took the bus there and got a room in a small hotel. The hotel owner was very friendly. He took me down the river in his boat. It was very beautiful. You could see the forest in the distance.
Do you have a favourite place in Argentina?
Definitely. It's a mountain near Buenos Aires. It's famous for its spectacular scenery. But when I went there, it was very misty and the sun was just rising. You couldn't see much. There were no birds or animals about. It was totally quiet, and I loved that. I shall go back one day.
We look forward to reading your book. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Today I'm with Robin Marshall, who has just written a book about travelling in Argentina. Robin, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've travelled to South America a lot for my work, and I know Argentina well now. So well that I could be a tour guide if I wanted. I speak fluent Spanish, so I don't need anyone to translate for me. My job involves travelling around selling products for my company. I meet a lot of people doing that, and I wanted to share those experiences with others, so I decided to try writing.
So, tell us about your last visit to Argentina. What was the weather like?
Well, it was winter there, so mornings were cold, but I'd expected that. Every day they said on the radio that it would be sunny later, and sure enough it was. I wanted to go sightseeing, and the weather was perfect for that.
And where did you go when you went sightseeing?
Well, I went to a wonderful market that sold everything from modern art to old records of traditional music, which I collect. I came home with a beautiful painting of the area. I also saw a wonderful antique chair, but unfortunately it was too big to bring back.
Now, Argentina is famous for its dancing. Did you see any performances during your trip?
I did, yes. It reminded me of when I used to attend dance classes. I enjoyed them, although I was never very good. I'm sure my teacher was pleased when I said I wasn't going to continue. But these dancers made it look so easy that at that moment I felt like joining in and dancing with them.
Sounds wonderful. And what else did you do?
Well, I went to a small village on the coast. I took the bus there and got a room in a small hotel. The hotel owner was very friendly. He took me down the river in his boat. It was very beautiful. You could see the forest in the distance.
Do you have a favourite place in Argentina?
Definitely. It's a mountain near Buenos Aires. It's famous for its spectacular scenery. But when I went there, it was very misty and the sun was just rising. You couldn't see much. There were no birds or animals about. It was totally quiet, and I loved that. I shall go back one day.
We look forward to reading your book. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.